Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 202, No Condemnation. Romans 8:1. Let me read it slowly, because every word here carries weight. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, Paul doesn't begin from nowhere. He comes carrying chapters of struggle, of failure, of the good I want to do, I do not do. He carries the full weight of human contradiction, and then he turns the corner on one word, therefore, and everything shifts. It's a golden hinge. It's the link that fastens the grace of God to everything that came before, and it turns defeat into declaration. And the declaration is this, no condemnation, not partial, not temporary, not fading gradually if you manage to behave, no condemnation at all. Paul is not leaving any opening. He is saying that heaven's courtroom has already heard your case, and the verdict has already been handed down, and the verdict is, not guilty, acquitted, free, because of Christ. Because the condemnation this verse dismantles does not come from God. It comes from the enemy, who accuses day and night. And it comes from our own tired hearts, the ones that sometimes keep a running list of old failures and read them back to us in the quiet moments. That voice that says, after what you've done, do you really think God still looks your way? That voice is lying. It holds no authority in the court that matters. The judge has already spoken. But notice, the verdict is not generic. Paul says, for those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ, that is the address of your new life. To be in Christ means everything he is. His righteousness, his obedience, his life now covers everything you were. It doesn't erase the past as if it never happened. It covers it with something greater. Your identity no longer lives in your failures. It lives in him. And that's where life begins to change shape. Because when condemnation loses its voice, holiness stops being a burden. You don't wake up every morning trying to be good enough so that God will accept you. You wake up already accepted, and it's from that acceptance that you want to live well. Not out of fear, out of love, not to earn something, because it has already been given. That is the difference between religion and grace. Religion says, do this so you will be accepted. The gospel says, you are already accepted. Now walk. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you face everything the day is going to ask of you, stop. Say it out loud. Once, slowly, letting each word land in your heart, there is no condemnation for me. Because I am in Christ Jesus. This is not positive thinking. This is an eternal verdict. It is the truest reality of your life. Say it with conviction, even if you don't feel it yet. Faith sometimes has to speak before it feels. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.